News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
I'm joined by the Britain and Ireland editor of the Irish Times, Mark Hennessy, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may not have seen and to give some analysis of those that you have. Let us start with one that is not your normal area of expertise, Mark, though I'm sure you have a deep interest in this. UFC. We had a UFC fight at the White House overnight.
Yes, indeed. Far from my normal territory. It shows you how much the White House and American politics has been degraded, that an event like this can be hosted in the fashion that it is, that it was done last night. A huge hoopla, a fan zone with 85,000 people. Just extraordinary stuff. And all of this is strategic. It's not just an act of crassness on the part of crass people. They are very carefully targeting the kind of young men who like UFC. This is all thought through, whether you like it or whether we don't like it. It isn't stupid. It isn't unplanned. They know exactly what they're at.
Well, we have a small clip of one of the fighters being interviewed by Joe Rogan after his fight. And I think it goes to some of what you're talking about in terms of the politicization of the event. Have a listen to this.
Hey, shout out to Trump for having the balls to put some shit like this on. And if I'm going to say anything, there's only one person more incredible than the Incredible Hulk, and that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now listen, Alex Pereira, I want a shama on your mama. And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Hawkins.
So that being said, from the front of the White House, about a former First Lady.
I mean, you know, public discourse has been coarsened to an extraordinary extent. They were using Medal of Honor winners, the highest award for bravery in the American military, to escort fighters into the ring last night. Medal of Honor winners.
The thing is, though, the one thing that Trump has proven is that he has his finger absolutely on the pulse of what a lot of America
wants.
That's
my point. I'm not questioning the political strategy in this. This is very clever stuff, but it shows you how much the world has changed and how much the public discourse has become coarsened, that it is very clever stuff, in given the kind of core audiences that they're trying to target. Rubio, the Secretary of State last week, was saying that UFC is going to become a key part of the soft power element of American diplomacy. So these Department of State-sponsored cage fights are coming to a country near you. This isn't just an accidental outcome. I mean,
let's move to matters closer to home, where it's slightly more sensible, though slightly worrying in terms of what it reveals, which is new data into road offences, which have now hit a post-pandemic high. We have the highest number of recorded road offences since COVID.
Yeah, and I mean, some of that obviously is down to the fact that journeys are up and the number of cars is at a record high, and also the fact that we're such an awfully planned country that people have to do journeys for all sorts of things, all of which we're going to make worse by putting more one-off houses in the country, of course, as we've spoken about before. But it does show you, I mean, you talk to Gardaí and they will tell you about the number of people that they're encountering with drug offences. You know, drug offences is the new drink driving from the 1980s, and all the sins that we're seeing as being, past remarkable, or people didn't get too excited about 40-odd years ago. There's a certain tolerance now amongst younger drivers and not-so-young drivers when it comes to powders that they're putting up their nose.
And younger people, not necessarily just younger people, generally, the ubiquity of drug use and the acceptability of it is extraordinary.
No, it is. And going to any town and village in the country, and people can point you to where you need to buy the stuff within the space of 10 minutes. This is not rocket science anymore. It has seeped into every part of Irish society. And, there's no police force or no government who can turn people into people who are pure and living cleanly. This is has generated a level of public support amongst younger people, especially, that is deeply frightening and is going to have huge long-term consequences, not just short-term ones.
On the topic of long-term consequences, our other story is about the TV licence. And of course, what happened when all of the RTE payments issues broke was that a certain cohort of people said, I'm not paying my TV licence if this is what is going on. That cohort continues to grow.
Yeah, and, you know, whatever the justification for being angry at RTE at the time of that particular saga, and there are many reasons to have been angry at them, we need public service media. We will pay a price, a longer-term price, if we don't. I think
we can't fund it this way.
No, it can't be funded this way, but the alternative is worse, that you have a direct payment coming from state, and that, no matter how it's done, is going to alter the relationship between media and government. There have to be other ways of doing it, and the licence fee is by far the best way of doing it, and if the public doesn't want to support it, then fine, wake up one morning and pay the price for it.
But the bit that I don't understand in this, Mark, is that it was, I think, Pat Rabbit, what, 15 years ago, there or thereabouts, brought to Cabinet an initial recommendation for a media charge that would be a broad charge across the base, and we'd get away from the TV licence fee. Decade and a half on, we're no closer to it, and more people are avoiding paying the licence fee that RTE lives on.
We are, but I mean, how do you impose a media charge? You know, you could put a fee on every mobile phone, every laptop that's bought, every iPhone. That would probably make a lot of sense. I'm not sure you'd get to those kind of numbers that you would need to run a public service media. Are there things that RTE shouldn't be doing? Should they retrench into core public service duties and whatever else? You can argue the toss and how money is spent. I'm not defending any sins that there may or have been in RTE over the years, but we will be worse off without it.
Last thing then, back to your core job of being Britain and Ireland editor of the Irish Times. Given your responsibility for researching all of those things in the United Kingdom, have you been following closely the latest revelations about a Wimbledon candle that smells of
well, indeed,
grass?
The idea that one would pay 65 quid or 55 quid, is it, for the nation's favourite scent, which apparently is freshly cut grass.
It's a good smell.
It's a wonderful
and
smell.
And this is Wimbledon grass, Mark.
Yeah, this is particularly posh.
Particularly posh.
Although speaking as a culture, I would always defend the rights of North Cork cut grass over Wimbledon any day of the week.
Mark Hennessy, thank you very much. That is Mark Hennessy, Britain and Ireland editor of the Irish Times. Come.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.